This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Plan Commission today will review and make comments on the Clear Wells project at the city water plant. The Clear Wells will cost nearly $30 million and contain additional drinking water for emergencies. The federal government is requiring the new tanks be built. The project will also eliminate about 25 parking spaces on Lakeshore Drive, meaning that boat trailers and other vehicles will be parked in nearby neighborhoods. Recommendations from the Plan Commission along with the Parks Board will be forwarded on to the Common Council for their September 26 meeting. The Common Council will then decide on the Clear Wells design, but it's going to be up to the DNR and the federal government. They'll have final say on the project. The Oshkosh Business Improvement District wants money from the city. The bid is asking for an additional $100,000 to hire another employee, help with the cost of establishing a nonprofit, and maintenance cost. Bid officials say that other cities around the state support their BID, their Business Improvement District, with money. Groundbreaking is now set for Oshkosh's newest hotel. A ceremony is planned for next Thursday morning at the True by Hilton on Oshkosh Avenue. Page 2, the coolest thing made in Wisconsin contest is back again. Mushroom Gin from the Sturgeon Spirits Craft Distillery of Oshkosh has made the list. Voting is now underway. EAA is promising something new outside their building. They removed the old P-80 Shooting Star plane from the pool near their headquarters. The P-80 will be restored and become part of the Eagle Hangar. A replacement for that plane is still in the works. The Oshkosh Corporation has been named to Newsweek's magazine's World's Most Trustworthy Companies. Oshkosh ranks number 19 globally and number 1 in the USA for the vehicle and component services category. 10 men have been arrested on the north side of Oshkosh for pandering. It's a result of an undercover prostitution investigation. The men range in age from 27 to 53. Police are not releasing any names at this time. And the search for the Northeast Wisconsin top dog is now on. There's still time to sign up your dog. And voting is in full swing, so enter and vote today at newtopdog.com. Proceeds benefit kids and pets in the community. For details, again, it's newtopdog.com. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd Free Agent Camp is set for Saturday. It's going on at the YMCA on 20th Avenue. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.